It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Come on, come on. Yeah. Come on. Yeah.
Come on. Ah, welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Let us get to our final hour of headlines here, brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. Miami Dolphins, of course, getting ready for their week one matchup against the Jacksonville Jaguars. If you guys have missed the news of the day, it happened in the first hour of the program today, right before Mike McDaniel spoke to the media. Jalen Ramsey and the Miami Dolphins agree on a new deal, 3-year extension that is worth $24.1 million. That makes him the highest paid cornerback in the league. It totals $72.3 million, and the Ramsey is guaranteed to earn $55.3 million starting this season. So that will make him, according to Marcel Louis-Jacques of ESPN, the highest earning cornerback in league history. I believe he passes Darrell Revis. Oh, Revis, he could fleece you.
Woo! Emmy.
King of the shakedown.
How many one-year deals did he sign?
King of the shakedown. He was good.
Jets, Patriots.
Yep. Tampa? Did you do Tampa?
Tampa.
There was a Tampa in there.
I think he did. Tampa. There was a Tampa in there.
I feel like there was a Tampa in there.
Yeah.
Another guy who's looking for his munion is Ja'Marr Chase.
Oh.
Ja'Marr Chase is addressing his situation with the media today on where things stand. This was a little bit of number one from the Cincinnati Bengals and what he had to say.
A contract or demand a contract this year? It was told by the staff prior to the offseason, right before camp. So I'm open and ready.
Just to follow up on that, where are you at in terms of your contract status, and do you expect to play on Sunday?
Contract status pretty good, for real. I want to say we're off a little bit, but, you know, it's in reach. But we'll see about game day.
How much of a wear mentally has this been on you, draining just the whole process and everything, all the attention and everything?
I can say it's been a long process. You know, it's been pretty aggravating for the most part, but I try not to let my feelings get in the way, bringing it to work and affecting the guys that's practicing.
Was it challenging not to talk at all during this process?
To the media? No, I didn't want to talk to y'all at all. Yeah, I'll be honest.
If I'm honest.
Hey, wait a minute. You said, I didn't want to be a distraction to other players. You showed up in pajamas.
That, by the way, the video courtesy of the Cincinnati Inquirer as he speaks to the media. But there you go. Yeah, hopefully.
Wasn't Maury out of Cincinnati?
Maury Povich? Wasn't it? No, I think Jerry Springer was. Wasn't
Jerry
he?
Springer. He was the mayor of Cincinnati.
Okay. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You always get those two confused, Leroy.
Yeah, didn't you kill Maury Povich?
Yeah, you did.
Or is Maury Povich dead?
Oh, that was a good one. Please.
That was a great oh no.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
That Jerry Springer time.
Oh, this is it right here. Oh, God, this is good.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Jerry Springer died.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I was going to figure. I figured you would have found out during the show.
You are not the father.
That's more
the wrong. That's, no that's, way.
That's more dude. Dude.
Jesus.
I love the way you guys all got on me with just a sense of disgust.
No way, that all unfolded.
You were so confident with that one.
I was so confident too.
Yeah. Jerry Springer was definitely trashier than Maury Povich. I mean, Maury Povich, there was something about his classless television that had a class to it. You know, he's just like fat babies and baby tests. I don't know. There was something about like Jerry was like, you know, Maury just came out there and did the thing. Jerry had people chanting for him. You know, it was it was like the Hillbilly Olympics.
Jerry Springer was like the first gotcha television show.
Yep.
Yeah. At one point, though, it was above Oprah in regards to ratings. Like, it was hot. It really was hot at one point. Good times.
Who didn't watch Jerry Springer? Just for the crash. So right?
Good. Had to.
Yeah,
had to.
Doesn't have a movie yet. It should have a movie.
Oh, so you think your boyfriend cheated on you? Well, let's bring out the girl.
Oh, Jerry.
That is so good.
Skip Bayless.
Oh.
He's back in the news. He wants to let everyone know that he left FS1 on his own.
Yeah, sure.
He wanted to be unleashed. This is what he said on his YouTube page. I have waited a long time for this moment. I am finally free. Free to unleash in ways I never have. Free to give every bit of me without boundaries or handcuffs or fear of suspension. I recently left FS1, an exit I had been planning for several months because I wanted to do this. I wanted to be my own boss, to bet on myself, to break free from the TV networks I worked for the past 35 years. For 35 years, I've been told, don't. Careful. I've tiptoed, sidestepped, pulled punches. No more bosses with huge egos and hidden agendas. No more games that have to be played behind closed doors. Now, I'm free to be 1,000% me.
Can I translate that? I am free to say whatever the hell I want, and because I'm doing the show, nobody's going to question it. Because that's all that boils down to.
And also, nobody wanted to hire me.
Right.
Yeah, no one wants to work with him.
I would say minus one.
Like, are you kidding me with how you minus treated one. People and the things you've said about people? You have the audacity to say you've been holding back?
Yeah, Karen says, so you're telling me there's a more annoying version of Skip Bayless that hasn't come out yet?
Yeah, the new update is going to be crazy. What do you think he's going to do? Like his own YouTube or something? Like
he has his own YouTube. Like he did a podcast. It's not like he didn't do a podcast before. He did a podcast while it was just, now this is just where he's at. Thank you, David, who says, let's not forget Skip's birthday message for Tobin.
Oh, yeah. Always got to remember that. That's your boy. Officially, that's your boy.
He dumped me to go see him.
I didn't dump you.
Yeah, you did.
I didn't dump you. He goes, I thought you were going golfing.
No. You ready?
What do you go mean? You guys are walking together.
No, that's not true.
Go find something to do. I'm going.
That's not true. That's not how that works. You were at Radio Row.
Hey, no. Because you know how people ask you if you're doing something so they could do what they want.
No, hey, don't take out your today? You're taking out your Metcalf anger on me. That's not how that worked.
He cropped you out.
Yep. That's not true. That's
what he did. He cropped me out of the
original,
day.
That's not true.
He cropped me out of the day's activities.
Ridiculous.
How do you crop out?
Would your activities been, I want to go see Skip Bayless?
No.
Then what are you mad about?
Pissed off you wanted to go.
How dare you?
What a scene.
What's it? Was it that big?
I was there with Floyd Mayweather Sr. before he went crazy on our radio row. He went crazy on our radio row the next day too.
Oh.
But he was a show pony that week. It was McGregor Mayweather week.
Oh man, what a week.
Yep.
Big week next week for
that. That wasn't worse than naked guys standing on the side of the towel.
Nope. Nope. Or Oscar De La Hoya, who, by the way.
Whoa. They held up the towel. They held up the sheet. And he's changing over here.
I like how Oscar De La Hoya, since we've had our interview with him, he has He was looking for pantyhose on Shannon Sharp, and then danced with his wife in a leopard thong Speedo banana hammock. Or maybe it was hers. I don't really know. But Oscar, man.
He really was trying to get Shannon, he's like, Shannon, you never once wanted to wear women's clothing? And Shannon Sharp's like, no, I don't think so, actually.
It's weird because she was a collegiate golfer at Michigan State.
Yeah.
And she worked on the Golf Channel and then for Fox, and now she's OnlyFans.
Yeah, well, God bless them. They need it.
Yeah.
He sat in front of us and talked.
Yeah.
Like he was the most normal dude in the world. And you almost kind of believe some of the things he was saying. And then you see video.
Yep.
And you're like, wow, he got us.
Does he have a busy week next week? Is he involved in any of that?
In the Canelo fight?
Yeah.
No. I want to say that Munguia's fighting 2 weeks from now. So I think that's the next fight he's promoting. Munguia's comeback fight. But no, he doesn't promote Berlanger. But Berlanger's doing enough bleep talking himself. He's been great.
True.
He's been great. He's been doing a great job promoting the fight. And then you got English-speaking Canelo, who's hilarious.
Really is the best. Should be good.
Our boy Martin is the translator for Canelo, and he couldn't translate what he was saying at the press conference.
He said
I can't say what he said, but let's just say it involved a kitchen utensil.
Oh my god.
So you guys can Google Oscar De La Hoya and kitchen utensils, and then you can gather what Canelo.
It's amazing that all the trash talk that he would talk, but in a different language, we never really got. And then once you start hearing some of the things he said, he actually does talk a lot of trash.
Oh, yeah.
A lot.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. Oh, man. Take a break. Back with more after this.
Well, what about these kitchen utensils?
Previously on
Tobin and Leroy.
Hi, Brendan. This is Skip Bayless, the real Skip Bayless, wishing you a happy birthday. Any friend of Joy Taylor's is a friend of mine. I appreciate your support. I hope you have a great birthday, and I do appreciate you hanging in there with me all these years.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 560 WQAM. Let's get to a game week report, which is sponsored by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. You ready to level up your career game? MDCPS Technical Colleges have got you covered. Choose from tons of programs, learn from top-notch certified instructors, and get real-world experience. The best part, you can graduate debt-free in just 1 to 2 years. If you're ready to make the move, log on to careerinayear.com or call 305-558-8000. MDCPS Technical Colleges, your best choice for a brighter future. Dolphins, of course, getting ready for their week one matchup against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Jalen Ramsey signing a new deal today, a monster 3-year, $72.3 million extension, makes him the highest paid cornerback in the league. Pat Surtain's reign lasted 2 days.
Is it safe to say ever?
Cornerback ever?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Because that's what all the contracts now are going to be, right?
I thought you meant by like career earnings too.
No, I meant by highest paid per year ever.
You mean like at any position?
No, just at cornerback.
Yeah, quarterback. He is.
Ja'Marr Chase said, in so many words, I'm frustrated. We're close, trying to be nice, right? Mm-hmm. But they ain't close. Because close means you get it done.
Close means it should get it done. And you guys know it's probably like $100 million over whatever Jefferson got, right? So.
I mean, who's more important to. I mean, I would say Ja'Marr Chase is more important to that team because you don't know how many games you're going to get out of Burrow. So you better.
Whoa. Ooh. You all right, buddy?
Yeah, got a little pepper from my wings in my nose.
Oof. Yeah, you were housing some wings just that bad.
I haven't eaten. I've been packing, looking for stuff, right? So grab a little tasty bite, and then I got to run to the doctor, and I'm going to sit in the parking lot for the doctor and do this interview. I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to go about this. Because I need to say something, right?
About?
About the producer texting my wife.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Like, we all get a black book. So how can he say, oh, that's the number I had around?
That's the number he definitely did. That is definitely a hogwash answer.
Right.
Would it be one I dwell on? No. But I'm not Leroy. Leroy wants the truth, and he won't admit the truth to you.
It's not that. It's just I've been doing this a long time. It's never happened.
Break his legs.
Nah.
What is he hiding?
I'll probably do nothing.
Give him crap on air.
Here's some video via Twitter. This is from Cam Wolf from NFL Network. This is the new highest paid cornerback, Jalen Ramsey.
What is he getting ready for golf?
I don't know. That hammy looks
pretty good to me.
Pretty rich.
Ooh. You know what I'm amazed at? And this is no lie. How DBs and cornerbacks today don't get their ankles taped.
Interesting. Well, he definitely looks like he is not going to be weighed down by his wallet this weekend.
he put his munion in a satchel.
Yeah.
Got a spring in his step all of a sudden.
Interesting. Guys, so much better.
Yeah.
It was tough, you know.
What kind of hell stretching are they doing?
I have no idea, dude. They look like a bunch of flamingos.
Is that the practice squad on the other side? Oh, no, it's quarterbacks.
Quarterbacks, yeah.
The red jerseys.
All vet days. Every day's a vet day.
Every day's a vet day. Sundays are not vet days.
No.
I guess I did get vet days.
You definitely would have gotten it for under Mike McDaniel.
I got vet days under Denny. And then Bill periodically would just give me a run too hard day. Take a day off.
Okay. Thanks, Bill.
He said, not in preseason. I'm like, that's the only way I know how to play. Like, what do you want me to do? All right, go sit down.
Speaking of hammies and training, this was fun. So you had you guys familiar with Pelle Larsson?
Ah, yep. Yes.
Once got shouted out by Jimmy Butler in Sweden. Pretty cool. I didn't think that was going to happen.
Because you trashed him 2 days before.
I didn't know, but it's great to see. Great to see, shout out. But Pelle... He was impressing his teammate, Keyshawn Johnson. Now, they were teammates at Arizona together. They're now on the Heat together.
Okay, cool.
But apparently, Pelle was impressing Keyshawn because he can stand in a cold tub and dunk himself. And apparently, this was very impressive to Keyshawn Johnson.
That's so gangster. Go ahead. That's so gangster. In the cold, that's so gangsta. There and hell, baby.
Yeah. Woo. His little nuggies are gone.
Well, yeah, That's what happens.
As George Costanza said, there was shrinkage. I wonder if Blue Chew could revive him.
Absolutely. Just use the promo code, Pelle. Use the shrimp promo code, SHOWPONY.
Did you say shrimp? So, The thing about the ice pool is it's brutal for like 2 minutes and then you're numb and it feels really good.
The fancy ones that have circulate, like, is that the ones that, like,
yeah, the jets
pumping the water?
Oh, yeah. It looks just like a hot tub, but it's 45 degree water.
That's
I'm impressed.
Why?
It didn't look cold enough.
When I was in Cleveland, when we were in Cleveland, we had one as big as like a jacuzzi at LA Fitness.
Mm.
So you get like 5 or 6 people sit in it.
Mm. Anyone pee in that?
No.
Well, it's just kind of warm.
Mark.
It's a natural reaction. Just say it. I don't know. The water didn't look cold enough, dude. I want like a penguin in there or cubes.
Really, dude, I could put the water at 50
I think when I took the tour the first time, we touched the water and it was cold.
I can put the water at 55, which is 10 degrees warmer than that, and you wouldn't be able to hang.
No, I 100%. I'm not saying I would, but I just want the water to look colder.
How? Don't wake and look closer if it was like that little freeze on
what
the top.
What do you want, ice in there? Like, what do you want? Have a potential pole there in the back?
Because we had the metal ones, you know, during camp.
Oh, yeah.
And you dump a whole bunch of ice in it. Just dump ice in it, and then you turn the jets on, and then the ice would go away.
Man. A lot of ice for the old Bahamas training camp.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Maybe an Eskimo fishing.
More daiquiris.
No, another, I got to tell you. No.
Hey,
by the way, Marcos, that water, like when the Lake Erie freezes and people go ice fishing, that water is much colder than that.
Yeah, it looks cold.
Because that water is like freezing.
Yeah. You think any chance Jimmy Butler pulls a Jalen Ramsey at heat camp? He goes,
no, because then Pat Riley would say, this is exactly what I was talking about.
Yeah, but the damage is done. He's not paying him. So I think it's Jimmy well, see you October 23rd.
But do you think that gets him paid?
I mean, he's not going to get paid this year no matter what, does it? Is it?
No, he's not.
Mm.
But let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Does Pat have a legitimate complaint?
I think it's a fair complaint.
Okay. So you can understand why this isn't happening.
I think that it was a rough year. And I think we should look at the bigger picture.
You think Pat Riley's only looking at this 1 year with the games missed?
Well, dude, I don't know. He always seems to let the icons go. And I don't think that's gone well. It doesn't end well. There's always drama. There was drama with Shaq. There was drama with Zoe. There was drama with D Wade. There was drama with Tim Hardaway. There was even drama with Chris Bosh. They were fighting about which doctors cleared him or not. Then Chris Bosh is like, you guys are just trying to clear cap space. Like, no, dude, we're in blood clots. You know? And so now Jimmy. And I just want to, I don't want Jimmy to go anywhere.
So you would be the worst owner ever.
I don't think so.
But you think Pat should have just paid him, even though he feels a certain way.
He always feels that way.
No, but does he have? You said you understand he has a legitimate complaint.
He paid Deion Waiters.
Wasn't $50 million.
He gave Deion Waiters a 4-year deal.
For what? $30 million? I mean, 40.
Does it matter, dude? Nobody who he's bidding against.
All right.
And then Deion goes fat cat, and he's surprised.
So, it may be he's scarred.
Maybe. Maybe.
But I just like he made his point of how he felt after the season about guys not playing. And it's probably hard for him because he still thinks if my guys are healthy, we're the 2 seed.
Yeah, he probably does.
So why would I extend this?
This is the guy you're going to make the stand with?
All right.
This guy?
When was the last time Jimmy played over 70 games?
Dude, he had never has in his Heat career, but you want to know what he has done? Taking him to 2 finals.
Okay, but...
If we're going to talk career, he's had a good Heat career.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying he didn't have a good Heat career. So you give him the money because he had a good career?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Sweetener year. That's it. Now, he's like, all right, that's off the table.
And then my question is, how pissed off would you be, right?
Mm-hmm.
if you get 60 games again and you know this is how you felt?
I wouldn't be pissed.
Okay.
I wouldn't be pissed.
You wouldn't be pissed if Jimmy gave you 60 games?
What's going to piss me off is when he's not in the Heat next year. That's what's going to piss me off.
But what if he gives you 70 games and you guys go long far into the playoffs?
Do we win a championship?
You win a championship, he give you whatever you want.
Do we win a championship?
I don't know.
Well, Mystical Genie, you're going to have to tell me that to answer my question.
No.
Otherwise, it's hard to say.
Wait. Me asking for a player to give 70 games is not a mystical.
He could give me 65 games as long as he's ready for the playoffs, baby.
But we said that last year and he wasn't.
I know. I hope last year.
Okay. If you're the owner or your management, do you have some questions? Or do you have blindly go at it?
They're not going blindly at it.
Yes, they are.
They clearly have made their choice. I'm just telling you. Don't lose.
But listen, I'm not saying Jimmy probably deserves the money.
Mm-hmm.
But what I am saying is look at what happened the last couple of years with this team.
Mm-hmm.
And you can understand why management would not want to extend guys who haven't played. You living on things say, I don't care what he does in the regular season because playoff
it's
gym.
It's not that I don't care.
If they would have played five more games and won three more games, they would have been a two seed.
It's not that I don't care. It's just that it's one off year for him when he
at
normally.
35?
I understand.
Okay. At 35?
I trust him to crank it up. And everybody thought, no, we give him $60 million. He's going to do nothing but have pina coladas all summer. And now we've decided to punish him by taking it to the Bahamas.
Here, if you give him $60
million, yeah,
is he more inclined to play 70 games or less inclined?
I think he's going to do it either way. I think he's going to be equally inclined.
Really?
Yeah.
And so what does Pat Riley need to do to emphasize the point? I need you to play more games so we can have a better.
I think he did it.
Did he?
He did it. I think he did it.
By not paying him or just saying it?
Do you think that like Jimmy Butler, do you think that if he did have the contract, so you think there would have been more going to tennis matches and not playing the next day?
I would just say that there's not any incentive to play.
Because here's what I would have said. This is what I think.
Okay.
I think Jimmy Butler definitely bought into his bowl bleep a little bit too much.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That was his fault. He thought, I'm a superhero, because what they did the year before was crazy.
That's a one-off.
I understand. I'm not talking about that, though. I'm saying he saw Jimmy Butler walking off the court all playoffs and saying, best in the world. And then they go to the finals. So he's like, this regular season is ridiculous. It does not matter. That's the warped mentality. It was a bad mentality to have. I don't think after getting their asses kicked and embarrassed, I think the just natural competitor in him after getting embarrassed and watching Boston win the championship, I don't think money or not paying him is going to have him in that mindset. I think them losing in the first round and him getting hurt is already going to have him there.
But you know, Pat, I'm not rewarding you for that.
But his extension's up now. Like, that's not that, you know, he rewarded Bam.
What?
He rewarded
Bam.
You're
comparing the two? Him rewarding Bam is the same thing as rewarding Jimmy?
I mean, it's age. You're obviously going to pay a guy who's in the prime of his career.
It matters.
But he just wanted one little sweetener.
It matters. But my whole thing is look at it from Pat Riley's perspective.
Mm-hmm.
How are you giving him incentive to play more games if you give him the money?
How about his incentive is go get Jimmy Butler some damn help?
He tried.
Did he?
Oh, you don't even think he tried?
Where's my Damian Lillard?
You don't think he tried?
Where's Dame?
We all thought Dame was coming here.
Yep, but he's not.
But he's not.
Where's my Spider? Where's Durant? Here you go, Jimmy. Alec Burks. Go get him.
You don't have a lot of confidence in management right now.
I have confidence. I trust Adam Simon's a G. I mean, that guy's finding gems everywhere.
Okay.
Dude's like one of the seven dwarves, just like, hi ho, hi ho. It's off to find gems I go.
Oh my God.
I'll take my minus one. I'm sorry.
Please.
Minus
Please,
one.
Please, immediately.
Woo. That's, well, like, stop.
Yeah, but if it was a frog joke, you'd like it, Leroy.
Wow, so you're protesting the minus one sound?
I just, you know, I just think it's real convenient all of a sudden, you know, Leroy was here. Jeez, get right. hydrated, didn't, champ.
Didn't realize Emmanuel Frogbo was going to get into his feelings.
Oh, you look, he's back at it again.
We'll take a break. You're Dead to Me is next.
You're Dead to Me.
All right. Let's bury some people. You're Dead to Me.
You're Dead to Me.
I'll go first. I can't believe the Buffalo Bills picked up the phone during the draft. I can't believe you rat bastards would actually pick up a phone call from the Kansas City Chiefs and allow them to move up and get Xavier Worthy. You should be ashamed of yourselves. I can't believe why you didn't want him yourself. I don't know. But that alone, the idea that you would even pick up a telephone call from the Chiefs is crazy to me. Crazy to me. You know, I mean, I don't even know what to say. You guys are the worst. Statement game coming up next Thursday. But for right now, you're Dead to Me, Buffalo.
You're Dead to Me.
Bum.
Leroy?
It's no secret. You took away my feel good, my get up in the morning, my watch television, and catch up on all my sports. You took that away from me.
Me?
And for that, you are dead to me. Mm-hmm. And y'all know who I'm talking about.
Oh.
You also have the audacity to try to charge me more money. DirecTV. You're dead to me. But only on the way to your grave, why don't you kick some rocks, too?
Ooh. Kick rocks.
Does this mean you're going to get out of DirecTV?
You're dead.
I'm looking into it.
It's on the list. It's on the list.
Things to do. Good job.
Who's dead to you, JFig?
People who just write articles and headlines for clout. It's just ridiculous. And why are you involving politics into sports now? And
you think the Mahomes Taylor Swift thing is made up? You don't think there's
it's
anything
absolutely
to it?
Ridiculous. No.
I don't think so, man. I think you're crazy.
You're part of the problem.
I'm not part of the problem. I think I think it's a fine thing to point out. Like, what are we talking about here? It's a good point.
She doesn't have to sit with her for every game. And I'm pretty sure last season they didn't sit together the whole time either.
They sat together a lot. They were hugging and kissing.
A lot, right?
But they had a handshake, though.
Mm. But isn't it noticeable? No selfies or nothing. The week that that the president or the former president shouts Brittany Mahomes out on Truth or Twitter, whatever the hell he's on.
You're dead to me.
It's dumb.
He's just trying to get them followers. That's all.
Yes.
He's trying to get the Mahomes family followers. You think they're hurting for followers?
No, I'm saying he's trying to get them votes.
Doesn't feel like he needs to work very hard. He seems like he has their support.
I just think that every person who watches sports and complains about Taylor Swift is just, they're part of the problem. They're the reason why she keeps on making headlines. She's just trying to watch a game and you guys are out here talking about her nonstop. Just finding ways to talk about her. So those people.
Noticeable that she wasn't sitting with her.
Those people are dead today. Metaphorically, dead, of course.
People who point out obvious things are dead to you.
No, no. False stories.
It's not a false story. You can't say it's false. You can say a lot of things. You can't say it's false. You could say maybe people
false
are reaching. Maybe it's too presumptive.
Yeah, you guys are reaching.
I don't think you are. I don't think they are, JFig. I think it's a pretty easy bridge to gap, to be honest with you.
Do you think that this is a reason why they might break up on the 28th?
Maybe. Can't rule it out. But I do think it could be the downfall of the Chiefs, which I'm all for.
Look, at the end of the day, guess what? She's dating one of his best friends.
Mm-hmm.
So, look at his wife.
Frog boy?
My candidate for dead to me is none other than the NFL. And I'm going to tell you why.
You're dead to me.
Not because they returned with a fabulous game, simply because of their egregious attempt yesterday. I think it was obvious. Someone's got it in the bag for the Chiefs. Egregious attempt to control the game with this stupid illegal formation call. I want you to review this picture. The call that was called 5 times on the Ravens, and I don't think I saw one on the Chiefs, correct? You guys didn't see one on the Chiefs?
Yeah.
Look at these two lineups
now,
right here.
You see what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
Look at the feet.
Yep.
And look at the guy standing up.
Correct. But what is the difference between the Chiefs and the Ravens offensive line?
First of all, this guy's farther back than he is.
Which guy?
But if the Chiefs guy is farther back than
the Ravens guy, correct?
Yeah, because just look at the feet. But here's what the difference is. You ready what the difference is?
Yep.
He's leaning forward, and this guy is sitting back on his heels. But if you look at the feet are all lined up together. So it's all about body position, which is why I'm confused as to why they're calling. So if you look at the feet, the knees, and look at the hips, all the hips are together. His hips are a little bit back. But now you look at the upper body. These guys are bent over. He's sitting back. So it looks like he's off the ball when he's lined up exactly the same as they are.
That's what Chubbs Peterson said, man.
It's all in the hips.
Oh my goodness. You can't go out with just you can't take a walk, can you? You can't take a walk. You'd rather strike out than take a walk.
You can take a walk.
No, you can't. You can't take a walk.
I'm about to go take a walk for the weekend.
You can't take a walk.
Safe travels to you, my friend.
Harvey Ritchie, hips don't lie. Yeah, okay.
Safe travels to you. Enjoy your weekend
you
of
guys
fun.
Have taken my football expertise.
Not true.
Balled it up. Threw it in a silly bag, and you pull it out for tricks. You have.
I'm sorry they did
you
that to you.
Are you proud of yourself?
A little bit.
I know. And
a little bit. Okay. Make sure you get my guy Mets bags, man, all right?
No, wait. I'm going to send you a picture of us meeting up with all them damn people and him walking around the crowd with a Texas shirt on and a bags.
How is he going to get in the stadium?
Huh?
I'm not going to let him in the stadium with bags.
You got to get in the stadium with me. I got the tickets.
Oh, man. We'll talk to you, Rascals. Game Day Uncensored, 9 o'clock on Sunday to get you ready for Dolphins and Jags. You got the Canes tomorrow, 6 p.m. kickoff. You got pregame starting at 2. And we'll talk to you, Rascals, on Monday to react to it all. Classic game of Block Block Goose.
The strongest energy wave you can give off is authenticity. Write that down.
LaPond Achan. Let's go to break, huh? Go to break there, Richmond Webfeet. We'll be back with more. Go to break there, Lou Hoppa Polite.
Hope you mother have a good day.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again?
With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.